All right, we be live. Hello, everybody. I see. Oh, the live chat is already full. Let me know how my audio is. And most importantly, before I even tell you hi, just like the stream. That's the first thing I have to tell you. Like the stream right now. This is important. Our channel needs to get a lot more love and support, and your likes will support us a lot. We'll get a lot of people watching this show. So make sure the first thing you do is like the stream. And oh, look at this. Noah is saying, hello, beautiful sinners. Well, hello. That's a very beautiful way to say hi. People are saying hi from Italy. Sup. Hi, guys. Keep telling us in the live chat that you're here. And also confirm in the live chat you have liked the stream. Let me know also if you want me to do more geopolitical stuff, focus on the Middle East, because I know my Islam-focused ones get more attention, but I really do like to do geopolitics in the Middle East as well. I know they get less attention, but I think because there's also a lot of nonsense, especially by the progressive left in the United States and in the UK, that are really bad takes, really, really bad takes. And they seem to be all over the place on social media, on YouTube, and everywhere. And they need some smacking, and they need somebody needs to respond to all this BS. So I want to do that. I want to do that. And I want you guys to tell me if you welcome me doing more of streams like this. So, get the views of these streams up so I do more geopolitical ones, right? People are saying yes. Yeah, the regressive left. Yeah, they are actually the regressive left. So let's just get into it. By the way, we're monetized right now. Let me see if I just saying hi to you guys makes me get such demonetized. What the hell? Guys, what? I was just joking. Why did we get demonetized? It's not even 2 minutes. I didn't even say anything. I was like, let me just say, if even just saying hi to you guys will get us demonetized as a joke. And we're already demonetized. We're 2 minutes into the stream. What did I say? What did I say? We weren't even 2 minutes. We were 1 minute 40 seconds in, and we got demonetized. Okay, I'm gonna get request a review. What did we say? What the hell? I don't understand. I don't know anymore. I don't understand. Okay, yeah. And it's already gone. And it's gone. And guys, if you want to do any super chats that will help us out here, I would very much appreciate that, because you can see the YouTube's algorithm is against us. And again, when we get demonetized, I want to remind you guys that we don't just get demonetized, we also get deprioritized. So that's why your likes is also important. So even if you don't want to use a super chat, just like the stream, because that really does help. What the, is it the title? What's wrong with the title? Okay, the title, people are saying, is it the title that got us there? The title says debunking Hassan Piker's sympathies with Iran's regime. How is that title even co controversial in any way? Like, it's not even, I don't know, already gone? Yes, it's already gone. No, Iran bots cannot do that, such a thing. Okay. Well, thank you, winning. We already got a super chat to make up for the fact that we're demonetized, winning a spray. Yeah, well, the $5 super chat saying YouTube is savage. He's some funds. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We need that. Well, and also we are already getting some help from Cena. Thank you so much, Cena, saying, got you, homie. Also, FUCK Hamasabi. Yes. I mean, he has really bad takes. He's a terror. Should I just say it anymore? We already demonetized. He's a terrorist sympathizer. He is a terrorist sympathizer. Let me actually let now let's see what he has to say. Well, thank you guys for the super chats. That does make me feel better that you guys are supporting us so that we could actually do these streams without having to worry about the financials. So let's see what Hassan has to say.
Iran responds to U.S. retaliation threats after soldiers killed in Jordan, which, by the way, the Brandon regime is now apparently pushing for
Iran's
now.
president is responding for the first time to America's threats of retaliation after the deaths of three U.S. service members in Jordan.
Yeah, and finally, it took Biden long enough to be able to find do some response. Again, the response is not at all close to what we needed, but it is welcome that we finally got some major responses.
Jordan. Those soldiers will be honored in a dignified transfer ceremony today, and President Biden plans to be there. Ed O'Keefe is at the White House this morning, tracking all of it for us. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. Iran's president says it'll respond to anyone that bullies his country. And that solemn ceremony honoring those fallen American soldiers will be held.
What do you mean Iran's president says that they will respond? You already killed two of their soldiers. What are you talking, three of their soldiers in Jordan? Like your proxies killed three of their soldiers. You're going to respond? This is their response, you freaking moron. Oh, we got 15 euros. Thank you so much from Nastasia. Nastasia with the 15 euros. Appreciate the super chat. Guys, this is amazing. This is amazing. We already made up for a good portion of the lost revenue from the demonetization.
Good morning, Tony. Iran's president says it'll respond to anyone that bullies his country. And that
bully? The audacity. The audacity. Like, you go and fund terrorist organizations around the Middle East that is basically bullying everybody there. Everybody in that region is tired of you. Even your allies are like, stop bullying us. Even Syria. Even freaking Syria. Like, okay, get out of here. Like, we're tired of you. The Islamic Republic of Iran, even Iraq, Lebanon, and Syria, the people of those countries are like, leave us alone. You're bullying everyone in that region. It's not just Israel and Saudi Arabia that are like, get the hell out of here. It's almost everyone else as well, the citizens of other countries as well, that are supposed to be your Shia allies, right? And you're like, if you bully us, the bully is like acting like a victim. What an audacity. You're the main bully in that region. Everybody is begging the United States to come and protect them against you. If anything, America is the anti-bully in that region. America is like, all the countries in that region are being bullied, and the United States is trying to leave, and everybody is begging the United States to please don't leave. We have a bully in this region, and we don't know how to defend ourselves without you here. That's what's happening. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The audacity. Unbelievable. All right, let's continue.
The solemn ceremony honoring those fallen American soldiers will be held this afternoon as the families are allowing it to be seen by the public. Speaking Thursday at the National Prayer Breakfast, President Biden paid tribute to the three.
Look at the take. We got to murder people. We have to. Oh, yeah. How evil. How evil for the United States to murder people. Yes, Hassan, they have to. They have to, because if they don't, how you don't understand this? How is this a serious commentator on geopolitical affairs? If terrorists do be terrorizing and you don't respond, more people end up dying. You have to demonstrate some response. You have to show, you have to advertise your deterring capabilities. Of course you have to. If in response to them killing people, you don't respond, that is not you adding to the number of people who die. That is you reducing the number of people who die. Because if you don't show deterrent capability, you're going to embolden them. You're going to embolden bad actors in the freaking region. You moron. You idiot.
Three soldiers killed in the Jordan attack. Sergeants William Rivers, Kennedy Sanders.
Oh, yeah, look at it. These are three American soldiers that have been killed by the Islamic Republic's proxies. And now United States is responding to the murder of its soldiers. And now suddenly, oh, you're killing people. You're killing people. Yeah, these are people that need to be killed by the U.S. Army. There needs to be a response. Do you understand what you're marketing to the world if you don't respond to your soldiers being taken out? You freaking moron. Oh, by the way, D, thank you so much. D with the super chat saying, geopolitics, my favorite. Well, thank you, D. Thank you so much. I will do more of these. Thank you for the super chat as well. All right. Let's continue.
And Brianna Moffat.
They risked it all. And we'll never forget the sacrifices and service to our country that the dozens of service members who were wounded and are recovering now.
As for the U.S. response to the attack,
it's time to take away even more capability than we've taken in the past.
U.S. officials tell CBS News that targets in Iraq and Syria have been approved, including against Iranian personnel and facilities in those countries. And Iran's president.
By the way, even though this is a welcome finally response from Biden, it's not enough. And it also was done with way too much advance warning, right? Like, this was signaled, and the Islamic Republic took its key personnel, the most high-ranking people. They just left this entire region. Most of the important IRGC people had left Iraq and Syria, and they were back safe in Iran, in a place that the Iranian government knew that the U.S. is not going to strike. So anybody who died are not very important key figures for the Islamic Republic. However, it has it is very expensive. Okay, so I'm going to criticize, but I also want to completely downplay how significant this was, right? It, apparently, again, information might come out and I will correct myself, but so far it seemed like the places that were hit were significant. There were very expensive stuff there. There were missiles, there were drones, there were other very advanced military equipment that the Iranian regime cannot afford to lose, especially right now, right? So it does it does hurt. The attacks right now that the US government did, it does really hurt the Islamic Republic. Still not enough though. It's not close to what we want, but we take what we can get.
And Ebrahim Raisi responded today saying Iran won't start a war, but will respond strongly to anyone who bullies it.
Okay, the reason why they don't want a war, he's right, he's correct, he's being honest here. The Islamic Republic of Iran doesn't want a war because they know that they would lose it, okay? It's not because they don't actually want a war, it's because they can't afford a war right now, right? They can't afford a war, and they know that if they go into a full-on confrontational war with the United States, they will definitely lose. That's why they don't want a war, right? And the United States also doesn't want a war, but the reason the United States doesn't want a war is different. It's first of all, it's because elections, and also United States in general knows that it will win a war against Islamic Republic of Iran, but it's more afraid of what's going to happen after, right? The United States is very easily capable of destroying the Islamic Republic's military, but it's going to be very difficult for United States to clean up the aftermath of whatever happens, and they don't know what's going to happen after. And it's the fear of what comes after that avoids countries to just take out the Islamic Republic, not the capability of taking it out. The United States is able to remove almost any government right now in the world if they wanted to. It's just the aftermath. Is the cost of the aftermath is what is at stake here. All right, let's continue.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says this time will be different from the retaliatory strikes launched in response to other recent attacks.
They have a lot of capability. I have a lot more.
Walking with a limp into the Pentagon briefing room, it was Austin's first meeting with reporters since his hospitalization in December. He also said he apologized directly to President Biden.
So Trump is obviously going to shit on Biden for this. Do you think he goes the angle of being against retaliation or going for the angle of Joe's doing this all wrong? I would be doing this better and stronger. No, Joe's doing this all wrong. I'd be doing it better and stronger. Because remember...
No, Trump would say that if it was me, this would not even happen. Trump would come and say, like, if you ask Trump how he would respond to something like this, he would probably say, my guess is like this would, if I was in office, I wouldn't even need to respond because the Islamic Republic would not dare to do such a thing. That's what he said. But that would be wrong because the Islamic Republic did do such a thing when Trump was in power. And to be fair to Trump, again, I criticize Trump a lot, but to be fair to Trump, he did respond very well, okay? He took out Qasem Soleimani, which was, you know, a very heavy blow. It was basically the second most important person in the entirety of the Iranian regime. That was a major, major response, okay? So, again, Biden's response so far to the Houthis has been stronger than Trump's response to the Houthis when he was in office, when they took out Aramco. However, Trump's response to actually taking out Americans was stronger than Biden, right? So if you want to do compare Biden to Trump, when the Iranian proxies took out Aramco in Saudi Arabia, Trump didn't respond, which was insane. Biden did respond to the Houthis taking out the ships. So there, Biden, 1 point for Biden, you know, 0 points for Trump. However, so far, when it comes to Americans actually dying, an attack on America, because back then it was the attack on the U.S. embassy also in Iraq, Trump's response, even though it was less people end up dying, it was a much more major takeout. So far, that one, Trump's wins over Biden. So 1 point for Biden, 1 point for Trump. Unless Biden's administration says that the response has not yet finished. So we'll see if if Biden's response is going to be stronger. But so far, Trump's response by taking out Qasem Soleimani was a lot more significant than what Biden did. So let's see.
He did that with Afghanistan. Afghanistan was a continuation of the Trump negotiations with the Taliban, right? Joe Biden followed that to a T. It partially was a mistake to follow it that closely, in my opinion. So then Trump...
No. That's something that the Trump administration and the Biden administration technically agreed on. A lot of people don't realize how many things the Biden administration continued from the Trump administration. There's a lot more agreements than people are willing to admit, right? And Biden basically just continued. By the way, guys, a lot of people criticize the United States and think the United States is weak for pulling out of Afghanistan. The United States might be a sign of strength that the United States pulled out of Afghanistan, not a sign of weakness, because the United States is getting so powerful that the Middle East and the surrounding region of the Middle East are becoming less and less important for the United States. So United States, probably a lot of people analyze that they left Afghanistan because they're just too powerful to care anymore about these areas, not that they are weak. So again, we could see. We'll see.
Trump turned around and said, Joe Brandon f***ed it up. I would have done it better. And it was a perfect position for him. At the time, I described it. It was like, it's so perfect for Donald Trump to just kick back and watch his own administration's policy failures play out by a dude who at least had the social and political capital to follow through on the Afghanistan withdrawal, which was always going to be terrible regardless. So he just sat back, shit on Joe Biden for it, and said he would do it better. Right now, it seems to me like Donald Trump's Middle Eastern policy is simply to go, look how bad the situation is. Look at how Biden has ruined everything. I would do it better. He said this in Ukraine.
That's not Trump's Middle Eastern policy. That's Trump's everything policy, right? You just sit back and whatever everyone else does, you're like, yeah, I will do it better. That's not a Middle Eastern policy. Okay, that's like, I will just look at everything anyone else does that is not my administration and just laugh at it and will claim that I will do it better.
Ukraine as well. He didn't actually say how he would solve the problem.
That's basically Trump's, now he's like, that's Trump's Middle Eastern policy. That's also Trump's North Korean policy. That's also Trump's NAFTA policy. That's Trump's everything. That's Trump's Russia policy. Like, that's not specifically Trump's Middle Eastern policy.
Problem in Ukraine. But he simply said, Russia would never invade Ukraine if I was in charge. Now, does that mean anything? Does that actually, is that real? Is that a real thing? Does Trump have this capability? Well, he doesn't really have to have any of those things. He could just simply lie and his fans will eat it up.
Get back to the strikes, you moron. Your entire stream, this entire video is about United States attacking Iranian proxies in the Middle East. Now he's just talking about Trump.
Now, on that note, let's go to CNN. Let's see what the f*** they're talking about.
I'm sure that there was a fair amount of fear and expectation as to what was to come, and certainly preparation. They had time.
This is QVC shit, by the way. Like, look at this. Look at we're jerking off our B-1B Lancer bomber, capable of Mach 1.2, unlimited range with refueling, holds 24 cruise missiles. This is literally no different than like the what was it, Brian, whatever the f***, when he was doing like, look at the awesomeness of our weapons.
Taking
look at the
hits
awesome.
Before.
You look at the, oh yeah, how dare they? People being happy that their countries are powerful enough to be able to buy and make advanced weaponry that could protect their country and protect their soldiers. Wow, how dare American? Oh, the Americans are jerking off to their advanced weaponry that they have. Wow, yeah, American. Yeah, I can see how to a leftist progressive like you, people being happy that their country is powerful and advanced and could afford stuff and is more powerful than other countries. And when they take out their soldiers, they're capable of responding. I can see how somebody who hates their own country, who hates America so much, is so foreign to you that somebody could actually enjoy their country's having any form of strength, being able to display strength. I can see that. Yes, that's like very in line with the nature of you progressives.
Where they've lost personnel before.
All right, everyone stay with us. I want to bring in a key Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, Congressman Pat Ryan of New York. He's a U.S. Army veteran who served in Iraq. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us on this very important news. We now know that the Pentagon is saying they've struck more than 85 targets in Iraq and Syria at the start of what they say will likely be.
What has that? Stop talking over the CNN reporter. I can't understand what either of you saying. Pause the video, then speak. But 84 targets in just a few hours. That was pretty impressive by the United States, by the way.
In Iraq and Syria, at the start of what they say will likely be a series of longer term, perhaps.
Oh, wait. I forgot the super chat by Noah. Thank you so much, Noah, saying here, some humble jizya. Well, thank you so much, Noah. I appreciate the super chat. 6 shekels from Israel. Getting money from my Zionist masters. Gage in America saying, Armin, do you want to pay for my health insurance? No. Well, I mean, you just paid me. But no, I do not. I think your health insurance is expensive. So I don't even think I could afford paying for your health insurance. But thank you for the $2.
Larger scale strikes on these militias that are backed by Iran. There are no strikes, as we know. I think
Gage in America, I think you are paying for my health insurance, because Gage in America is an American. And with his tax dollars, he's paying for a military. I'm a Canadian. He's an American. And his military is the reason why Canada gets to afford not paying so much for the military. Along many other countries get to afford not paying so much for the military because the United States is providing international security for international trade. But Canada, given that it's because it's the United States neighbor, it gets to benefit a lot more security than other countries. Being United States neighbor has its advantages. You know, you get to save a lot of money. Because nobody dares attack in Canada without United States getting involved, right? So the money that you save from not spending so much money on the military is the reason why I get to have free healthcare. So Gage in America, you are technically paying for my health insurance. Well, I appreciate that. With your tax money.
Inside Iran tonight, but Iran has some extremely powerful proxies outside of Iraq and Syria, namely Hezbollah in Lebanon, the Houthis in Yemen. Do you think that there's a chance?
Yeah, so the main proxies for, guys, let me know if I miss any of them, right? The main proxies of the Iranian regime outside of its borders that are basically non-Iranian citizens doing the Tehran's, you know, bidding around the region. It's, you know, one government, you know, technically Assad in Syria. Then we have Hezbollah in Lebanon, which is kind of like a government. And we have the Houthis in Yemen, which also kind of like a government. Not official government, but, you know, technically the government. So we have Assad, Hezbollah in Lebanon, Houthis in Yemen, Ketab Hezbollah in Iraq, Fatimiyun in Afghanistan. And who do we have? Who did it miss? Oh, yeah, Hamas. And also Islamic Jihad in Gaza. Did I miss anybody important? I know there's a lot more. There's a lot more, but these are the main key ones, right? Right. So among all of these, I think the one that has the highest number of missiles and capabilities right now is Hezbollah. And the reason why they're not using those missiles right now against Israel, because they're supposed to have deterring power. So if you use them, the deterring power will go away. Right, because they're going to run out. Like right now, Hamas is running out of rockets. Gage in America is saying maybe we should have a NATO for health insurance. Yeah, maybe. Okay. Well, thank you, Gage in America, for another super chat. I appreciate that. This is great, guys. We're making up for the fact that we've been demonetized. Okay, thank you, guys. Also, guys, make sure you like the stream and also make sure you use more super chats if you can, so to make up for the lost revenue from the demonetization of this stream. Let's continue.
That they ratchet things up as a result of what's happening right now.
I think it was a really important decision by the president to specifically strike the IRGC, Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps, and the Quds Force. These are really the puppeteers.
They're doing this is the most precise. Guys, we are so precise. So get ready for the libtards on Reddit and all over Twitter to like defend these acts, to be like, dude, it's the most precise. Around and find out. Fafo, dude. Fafo. It's like, guess what, dude? You don't have health care. You're gonna die alone with a shit ton of medical debt. Look around and find out. That's right. But hey, guess what, dude? Some fucking dude that also has, you know, the same.
All right, so this idiot doesn't understand. First of all, fuck around and find out is the entire point of having a military, okay? So you're like, oh, these libtards, he's talking about liberals like me, because this guy is to the left of us, right, as compared to us liberals. Like, these liberals are going to be like, oh, they were precise. Well, you idiot, they weren't precise. You know, just saying it like, in a different tone and making fun of it does not make it not so. Do you have any counter to that? These were precise. You know, look at how Biden administration attacked in Yemen. It was unbelievable. Go look at how little or no civilians died. The United States managed to take out a quarter of Yemenis, you know, the Houthis offense force in a very little time without civilian casualties. That is the very definition of precise attacks. And like, oh, libtards are going to say like, oh, very precise, very precise. Like, okay, that's your comeback? So you have nothing. You have nothing, Hassan. You have nothing because that's all you could do. You just change your tone and just act like it didn't happen. That's the case. I'm sorry, Hassan, that the military of your country is very powerful. I'm sorry that that makes you upset. I'm glad that there are other Americans who are happy with that. I'm glad that there are other Americans who appreciate having an army that could respond, that are grateful for their safety and security because they have a country that has an army that could respond when their citizens are killed. You know, just be upset about it. I don't care. Like, are there more Americans? Like, is Hassan a representative of an average American that is just hates their own country? And he's like, oh, the libtards are going to say fuck around and find that. Okay, well then, yes, that is the principle. The whole point of a military is for you to have deterrent capabilities. That when they attack you, you respond so they don't attack more. That's the point. That's the whole point. If they fuck around and then you don't respond, then why even have a freaking military? Like, oh, you can't afford insurance. Well, you moron, if United States military was not providing this level of security for international trade all around the world, there would be a lot more that you cannot afford. Yes, it's true that a lot of countries are free riding on the back of United States advanced military, and they get, because of that, a lot of countries like Canada and a lot of countries in Western Europe, they get to afford things, to pay for things for their citizens that American citizens don't have. It's true. But what's the alternative? If United States military was not providing that level of security for international trade, they would not be able to pay for their health insurance. You wouldn't get health insurance. And you and all those other citizens of those other countries would not be able to afford a lot more. They wouldn't be able to even afford their food, let alone their health insurance. Yes, and it's unfair. It's unfair to American citizens that their tax money is being spent more on maintaining this international security compared to other countries. But there is no other military that could do this job. There is no alternative. Maybe one day, if their economies grows, so that United States is looking for partners. Do you think United States government wants to be able to be the only country that does do this? The United States, another fair point to Trump, Trump was trying to pressure other countries to pay more of their share to NATO, for example. But again, even if they do, it's not going to be anything in comparison to what the U.S. military has to offer when it comes to international security. We're so far away for a point where other countries could participate in the same level as the United States. So there is no other option. You have the military, and American citizens and every other citizen around the world is benefiting for it. If anything, other citizens of other countries should be thankful to the United States and American citizens who are paying for this global security that other citizens of other countries are not paying for. I, as a Canadian, I'm grateful to America because I don't pay a dime to this military that is providing my safety. The standard of my life, the reason why I could afford stuff, the reason why I could have a life, okay, is the global security that U.S. military is providing. That is, and that's true for everybody. Do you think that's just true for Canada? Look at Egypt. You know, after the Houthis attack, I think a lot of Muslims around the world need to be more grateful to the United States. Because look at what's happening in Egypt. Look at the food prices. Look at what's happening to business and people's income in Egypt because the Houthis are disrupting maritime trade around that area. And now that the Egyptians see how their lives could dramatically change just based on Houthis just attacking a couple of ships, they have to understand that this will happen 1,000 times more everywhere if United States military was not present everywhere. And now go to the United States as a Muslim and say, thank you, Daddy US. Thank you for making our lives livable. Because you have no idea the world we would be living in right now if the United States military was not there to respond to attacks like this. Let me see. Oh, we got another $5 super chat by Gaijin American saying the counter is unalive proxies doesn't change my medical debt. I got 600 charge for COVID test. It does actually, Gaijin American. Okay. Counter, you know, not attacking proxies will mean that you're emboldening everyone everywhere that you could basically disrupt international trade and also attack American soldiers, and there will not be a response. If you demonstrate that there's not a response, there will be open season on ships and American soldiers, and that disruption will make the price of everything for you, and more importantly, poorer people around the world increase, and everyone everywhere will make less money and will be able to afford less stuff. Everyone everywhere. And I'm talking about price of food and medicine. So people will die, okay? More people will die. Do you understand? Remember this. Everybody remember this. Poverty kills more than war, okay? So poverty kills more than war. If United States doesn't respond, you're emboldening more disruption. More disruption means more poverty, and more poverty means thousands and millions of other people more dying. Less access to healthcare. And less access to food means more people will die on a level that is much more than wars. But you don't care, because we only care about people when they die in war, because that is more interesting to watch on the news. When people die from poverty, we don't give a crap, because that is not interesting. Okay, so we have a super chat from CMAC. Thank you, saying, let's call that health insurance NATO for Hato? Okay, NATO for Hato. Okay, well, thank you, CMAC. And I got another super chat from George. Thank you so much for the super chat. And then another super chat from Gaijin American. Wow, great. Amazing. Thank you so much for all this generosity. Saying, I'm trying to, but I'm running into empathy fatigue. Okay, don't have to. Yes, I know. I understand empathy fatigue is a thing. You don't have to all the time constantly care about everybody. Just have to understand what standards and what methodology and what principles has made the world a better place, and just understanding that you don't need to always care about everybody. Just understand that this is what makes the world a better place. All right, let's continue. We're behind.
Same class teachers as you flew out there and blew up entire neighborhoods with like other brown people living in those neighborhoods, and they did it.
Oh yeah, they're killing people there because they're brown. You freaking moron. The American soldiers that died were black. This has nothing to do with their skin color. Why do you progressives have to make everything about racism? This has nothing to do with racism. American soldiers were killed, so you have to respond. This is not about their skin color, you freaking moron. The American soldiers who died were black.
At the behest of the military-industrial complex, and you didn't even see a penny of that. But hey, at least you feel good, because America's dick's big, right?
Congressman.
No, it's not about feeling good. Killing people dying, it's not about feeling good. It's about showing that if you kill us, we will respond, so you don't kill more. This is about, actually reducing the number of people who die does feel good.
When you look again at what was struck by these bombers in Iraq and Syria, some 85 targets, 125 precision munitions, you touched on it off the top. What else do you think
Look, this idiot is saying maybe Armin needs to go back to religious issues. Actually, you're an idiot, because I know more than most of you idiots who think that America is just America bad. When it comes to geopolitics, you guys, a lot of the people are so insane that I think I need to do more geopolitics. I actually have a lot more to offer on this channel when it comes to geopolitics. I will do a lot more Islam videos. But yeah, you guys are completely intellectually bankrupt when it comes to Middle Eastern geopolitical issues. And you need to be educated. Some of you guys need to be educated.
Defense Department should be doing in the coming days in terms of other targeting.
Well, we've been getting regularly briefed on this. Of course, can't share the full details from a classification perspective, but there's no shortage of targets that our incredible intelligence community and DOD have developed, continue to develop, to give the president additional options. And I think it's all about getting that calibration right. I think this seems to be, from what we know, one of, if not the most significant.
It's pretty funny also that like they literally recognize, At least there's enough people in the State Department that recognize that, like, America's actions such as this one greatly contribute to the Iranian influence in the region growing. Why are there so many IRGC positions in Iraq and Syria? Is a question one must ask itself.
You're a freaking moron. Look at this, Hassan. He's the one of the most influential people online. And he thinks that the growing influence of the Islamic Republic in the region is because of U.S. response. You freaking idiot. If United States leave that region, do you know how quickly the entire place will become Islamic Republic's playground? What you? Oh, yeah. If United States leaves the area, the Islamic Republic, we can't now be messing with Iraq's politics anymore because United States have left. That's the only thing that is stopping them from taking the entirety of Iraq and Syria and Lebanon and Yemen. The only reason why their takeover is not complete right now, as of right now, is U.S. president. It's the opposite, you idiot. It's the freaking opposite. Thank you, George, for the $1 super chat. Appreciate your support. Guys, make sure at least you like the stream because we need more people to see this stuff.
It is almost identical to why the Palestinian population basically supports Hamas unconditionally whenever Israel is fucking attacking them.
They don't support Hamas unconditionally. You don't even know. How dare you speak on behalf of the Palestinian people? There's protests in Gaza against Hamas. You fucking moron! You idiot! There's because of what's happening in Gaza right now, there are people in Gaza that are protesting against Hamas. Well, how dare you speak about everybody in Gaza as if they're all the same? You're not their representative. There are different opinions there. Idiot.
How do you think this happens? How? The only
because unlike you, moron, there are a lot of Palestinians in Gaza that blame Hamas for their miseries rather than Israel. Because they understand what's happening. You don't. Unlike you, moron, a lot of Iranians blame the Islamic Republic rather than the United States for their misery. A lot of people in Iraq, same. A lot of people in Lebanon, the same. Do you think people in Lebanon blame the United States or Hezbollah more for their misery? Because they understand something that you don't, you moron.
Time de-escalation has occurred in this region is usually through collaboration with the Iranian forces. That's it. The idea that these guys are like all barbarian, bloodthirsty monsters that cannot be reasoned with is a continuation of the dehumanization propaganda that Israel engages in whenever they talk about Palestinians. This is a whole ass state. You're out of your mind.
By the way, I'm not making this up. Let me show you. You guys think I'm making this stuff up, right? Look at this. Look at this. This is by academic poll by Gamaan Institutions, which is based on academics in Netherlands, I think. And this shows, this is a question they asked the Iranians, okay? According to you, which of these factors have had the worst impact on the Iranian economy's current situation, right? So the answers were the sanctions and foreign pressures. That's the answer number one. And the answer number two was domestic inefficiency and corruption. And answer number three was don't know, right? So 4% said don't know. Around 10% said that the sanctions and foreign pressure is responsible for the situation of people in Iran right now, for how bad situation the economy is. And 86% of people in Iran said that domestic inefficiency as corruption is the reason why people are suffering, right? Same. There's also a same poll by Arab Barometer for people in Gaza. And if you actually go look at that poll was finished on October 6th, 2023, which is very coincidental, right? If you go look at that poll, they ask people in Gaza who they blame for their situation, their economic, their hardship right now in Gaza. Even before Hamas led to the attacks by Israel in Gaza, most people in Gaza blame Hamas, not Israel, in Gaza. I couldn't believe that. Maybe talk to people in Palestine, you freaking moron. Well, actually don't, because you're going to handpick the ones who agree with you. Look at these polls.
At that point.
In the facts. So this is all linked is really what I'm saying. And what needs to happen, number one, in Gaza is return of the hostage.
Oh, we got super chats. Thank you so much, Asian American, saying his point is that America toppled Iraq. It's a blame game, a federal NATO with free healthcare, and you Canadians can contribute to our military. I like the deal that we have right now. I know. Okay, here's the thing. I know he's saying that, but he's doing the logical fallacy of, you know, over generalizing, right? So because. Yes, I'm not saying United States, everything United States did was correct, right? He's saying he's looking at wars that United States has done that were not successful and did not have the outcomes that were desired. And he's just generalizing that to all form of meddling and all form of being involved. So they're like, oh, Iraq, yes, this is true. United States taking out Saddam did strengthen the Islamic Republic's reach in the region, right? But that is correct. But you take that information and Hassan will now generalize it to everything else. To everything else. You know, a lot of people forget how, unlike Bush Jr., Bush the Senior also attacked Iraq. And that was beautifully done. Like, it's United States involvement in the Middle East is not all bad. It's not all bad. There's a lot of good examples. One of the best examples is the response of United States to Saddam attacking Kuwait. It was beautiful. It was done. It was masterfully done. And the mission was clear. The mission was done. It was done with United Nations approval. A lot of other countries were involved. Half the planet was involved. And they went in, they did it, mission was successful, Kuwait was saved, Saddam was defeated, United States was involved there. How about that one? Why don't people mention that one? Why when it comes to wars in Iraq by United States, why everyone mentions Bush Jr. and people don't mention Bush Sr.? That was fantastic. But they're like, oh, we have a war, we have an example for you for United States doing something that backfired and made the Islamic Republic stronger. Oh, oopsie, now everything that United States does now is wrong. Now I cannot support anything that United States does in the region. Well, you idiot, their presence right now is important. I mean, at least it's important for the Middle East because, I don't know, maybe if they leave, I don't know if Americans are going to suffer that much anymore because Americans have way more oil than they need. So but their presence in the Middle East is important for people in the Middle East. Trust me, they will suffer more if United States leaves the Middle East right now. And the Iraq war and the bad outcome of that does not negate anything that I just said. Oh, we got 15 shekels from Israel. Well, thank you, EF Singh. Breathe, Armin, breathe. You'll lose your voice before Hassan will make sense. No, it's okay. Don't worry. This is my fun time, okay? I like to respond like this. Don't worry about me. But thank you for the shekels. Thank you for the Zionist support.
Are American citizens and Israeli citizens and a real defeat of Hamas. That's why, by the way, we need to even more urgently get this funding flowing to our partners, not only in Israel, but in Ukraine and Taiwan. Facility. The world is watching. Putin is watching, as well as the Iranian regime. And our allies are watching, too, what our resolve is.
Oh, yeah, great, Hassan. Just talk over the CNN reporter and we will understand. So Hassan said they hit a weapons, you know, the place, have weapons facilities, and the missiles are blowing up. This is fantastic. Guys, these missiles blowing up are basically missiles funded by the Islamic Republic to do harm in the region. So Biden blowing them up needs to be appreciated. This is great. How could you be against it? How could you be against Biden blowing up the Islamic Republic's missiles in the region? They're obviously a force of evil.
And so this is an important step to signify our resolve.
Yeah, without question, it is all interconnected. And there are a lot of parties that are watching. Congressman Pat Ryan of New York, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
I want to get straight back to our Oren Lieberman at the Pentagon. Oren, you have an update.
Yeah. America keeps going, oh, dude, we got to destroy the Ayatollah. We got to destroy the Ayatollah. And then they do everything in their motherfucking power, basically, to make this a popular dude. These guys have won.
You freaking idiot. They're not trying to destroy the Ayatollah. I wish they were trying to destroy the Ayatollah. They're just responding to their American. What do you think the United States should do when they take out American soldiers? They're trying to destroy the Ayatollah. I wish. What do you, does Hassan expect United States not to respond when American soldiers are killed? And now he's saying they're making them more popular. How are they making them more popular? You are making them more popular. Idiots like you make terrorists more popular because you defend them. They killed American soldiers and we're responding to them. Oh, great job making them more popular. They become more popular if they could take out American soldiers and there's no response. They look strong. They're going to go brag around. They're like, oh, we killed American soldiers and we didn't even get a response. That's what's going to make them popular. Okay, we got 5 euros from Ibrahim. Thank you so much for the super chat saying, a bunch of your views are blinded by hatred of Islam. As an ex-Muslim, I grew over that phase. I am open to discuss with you if you'd like. Well, I don't know if it's blinded by hatred of Islam. I would say that it's fair to hate Islam because Islam is wrong, and any wrong ideology, any belief, not just Islam, that is based on falsehood, reduces human well-being. So I think anything that reduces human well-being, it's fair to hate. I don't know what's the problem with that. But anyways, Ibrahim, yes, I'm interested in having a discussion with you. My Twitter DMs are open. Message me on Twitter and we could set up a discussion. So here, Ibrahim is an ex-Muslim who thinks that I'm blinded by hatred and he wants to correct me. So I'm happy to be corrected if I'm wrong. So go ahead, message me on Twitter, my DMs, and remind me that you talked to me here and we could set up a discussion. Thank you for the super chat. And then we have Gaijin American saying his point is that America shouldn't have been there. Well, he's an idiot because America not being there means that America is the sole country that is mainly responsible for providing safety and security for international trade. And given that Middle East is a major source of a lot of trade, including fossil fuels, the United States being there is important for everybody everywhere. So he's wrong. He's an idiot. And also we got another super chat from Free Duck saying, keep up the good work, the good work. Well, thank you, Free Duck. Thank you for the super chat. Guys, you guys have really helped make up for the fact that we're demonetized here. I think that's a lot of generosity today. I appreciate that. So let's continue.
Ayatollah. We got to destroy the Ayatollah. And then they do everything in their motherfucking power, basically, to make this a popular dude. These guys have one speed. The Iranian theocrat.
How is that going to make them popular? Okay. Again, the Houthis became popular recently because of you guys hating Jewish people, you guys promoting anti-Semitism, and the Houthis responding to Jews made you support terrorists. So are you now saying you think the Islamic Republic of Iran is also popular because of that? Because based on that standards, yeah, I could see why the Islamic Republic of Iran being anti-Jewish will make it them more popular among a lot of you progressives being anti-Semitic and all in that way, but I don't see how United States' response will make them more popular.
Theocracy has one speed, and that is America. We're the guys who are going to do our very best to f*** America up. They got nothing else, dude. That's what they're riding for. That's what they got. That's no. The only thing they have.
No, they also have, we are going to be the guys who destroy Israel. They also have the idea of we will bring back true Islam to the entire Middle East, which is Shia, the Velayat Faqih version of Shia Islam in the region. They also have that we will usher in a new era, opening the path for the Mahdi, the 12 Imam of Shias to come back, and we will liberate not just the Middle East, but the entire world. They have also that. So you're missing a couple of points there, Hassan. You don't understand the Islamic Republic of Iran, and you're acting like you understand it. Maybe talk to me. Maybe you're a little bit uneducated about this topic, and you're ignorant, and you're speaking with a lot of confidence about something that you don't understand. And maybe you should have me on to talk to you, but you're not going to. I'm too small for you to have on. But maybe you should talk to me. I could tell you, okay? I know these things. You don't understand these things. Oh, we got another super chat. Thank you so much from Muhammad saying, fuck YouTube demonetization. Well, yes, Muhammad Tariq, fuck YouTube demonetization, because you guys are giving me the super chat, so I don't need to worry about that. Well, thank you, I appreciate that.
All you're doing in Israel, ironic, because many of those people also understand Israel as an extension of the United States of America. It makes no goddamn sense, unless you believe that permanent war is the only way that we can have some semblance of an economy.
Oh, you want permanent war? Get the U.S. out of the Middle East. Oh, permanent war. He thinks it's permanent war when somebody hits you and you respond. He thinks that's asking for permanent war. You freaking moron. Somebody hitting you and you're not responding. That is the recipe for permanent war. That is what gets you permanent war. If they fuck around and don't find out, that is the recipe for permanent war. Do you understand that? Do you understand that, Hassan? No, you don't, because you're a moron.
Single person that constantly talks about it, like, oh my God, like the Iranian regime, we have to deal with the Iranian regime. Yeah, let's put sanctions on Iran. Yeah, let's make the conditions worse for Iranian people. Well, they recognize that you are the reason why the conditions are bad.
Do they? Should I bring the study? Should I bring the study back? Do they recognize this? Do they recognize this, Hassan Piker? Well, look at that. Look at what I have. They don't, actually. They don't, Hassan. Oh my God. I didn't think he's actually going to say something so ignorant that he doesn't understand. Hassan, this is why you should talk to people like me. Do people of Iran understand, like, oh, we're anti-America because of the sanctions? Well, look at this. They blame their own government. They blame the Islamic Republic of Iran. Hassan, maybe you should join the vast majority of the Iranian people who understand that the Islamic Republic is a reason why they're suffering, you fucking moron. Do you understand how pro-American Iranians are, even with the sanctions? Even with the freaking sanctions? They understand that the sanctions, even the sanctions, was brought upon them by the Islamic Republic. They understand why they have sanctions. A lot of them, Hassan Piker, I don't know if you know this, a lot of them ask for the sanctions. Even the ones who are now living poorer lives because of sanctions, they are asking for the sanctions because they are hoping for anything that reduces the power of the Islamic Republic. Because the only hope a lot of these people have is for the regime to one day be toppled. And they're like, if the sanctions is making me more poor, but gives me a chance to one day see an Iran without the Islamic Republic, bring on the sanctions. They're asking for it, you idiot. You maybe talk to them. Look at the poll that I have. I read the question again. According to you, which of these factors have had the worst impact on the Iranian economy's current situation? Answer number one, the sanctions and the foreign pressures. 10% say that yes to that one. Answer number two, don't know, 4%. Answer number three, domestic inefficiency and corruption, 86%, Hassan. 86 fucking percent, you fucking moron.
It's your fault.
Look at this. Gage American, the lack of Marshall Plan for West Asia was a huge political blunder. I think it was due to racism, leftists ignore PRC, and Iran imperialism. Yes, imperialism is only bad. Thank you so much for the super chat. Imperialism bad when United States and UK, then England does it, even though they don't do imperialism. But bad when they do it. But when the Islamic Republic of Iran does imperialism in the region, that's not bad. They're doing good. And the only reason why they can do that is because there's a force against them trying to stop them. And that's why they can do it. And that's how somehow makes sense. Okay. I'm an idiot moron that don't know what I'm talking about. And a lot of people listen to me because they're also morons. Yes, Hassan, that's you.
Again, so if you understand how the situation works for the Palestinians in Gaza, for example, and you're like not shocked why the Palestinians in Gaza don't shit on Hamas, but instead hate Israel way more than they hate Hamas, then you should understand it is an identical parallel with respect to our dumb Americans who are celebrating this right now, not realizing that, like, we are the Israel of the situation. Israel is the America in that situation. This is how you let extremist factions continue to dominate permanently, because you are objectively worse than them. To an American,
you are worse. Imagine that. The United States is worse than the terrorists in the Middle East. Sure. Sure, you fucking moron. The United States is the only reason, the United States military, where all the faults that they have, and I criticize them, it's the only reason why people in the Middle East have any level of security and peace. Because if they weren't there, all these terrorist groups will be eating each other up. They would destroy. There would be civil war within all of these fucking countries if the United States was not there right now, you idiot. Animation is saying, best thing for us is Hassan continuing to keep speaking. The diversity of bad takes this guy has is a thesis in itself. Yes. I should do more Hassan Piker videos, huh? This guy is very popular. We need to have a response to this. Oh, wait. Where did I go? Let's go back here. Where are we here?
The Iranian regime. Yeah, let's put sanctions on Iran. Yeah, let's make the conditions worse for Iranian people. Well, they recognize that you are the reason why the conditions are bad. So now all of a sudden it's your fault again. So if you understand how the situation works for the Palestinians in Gaza, for example, and you're like not shocked why the Palestinians in Gaza don't shit on Hamas, but instead hate Israel way more than they hate Hamas, then you should understand it is an identical parallel with respect to our dumb Americans who are celebrating this right now, not realizing that, like, we are the Israel of the situation. Israel is the America in that situation. This is how you...
Great. Israel and America are good. They're forces against evil. Okay? Israel is a force of good. United States is a force of good, standing against the forces of evil. And unfortunately, they're going to do that less maybe in the future, foreseeable in the near future. And you guys and these so-called brown people that Hassan mentions, you know, are going to suffer because of it. They're going to suffer because of it. And you don't understand that. Do you understand when the United States supports Israel less, more Palestinians will die? Do you understand that? Do you know how many Palestinians need to understand that they need to be grateful to the United States that it supports Israel? Because if Israel could not defend itself the way it does, it would need to retaliate more towards the civilians dying and more Palestinians would die. So a lot of Palestinians are living today, are alive today because of the United States, and people don't understand that. We got another super chat from Winning Opus 3 saying, go off, fam. Well, thank you. Thank you for the super chat. Guys, we're getting so many super chats today. That's very generous of you guys.
Let extremist factions continue to dominate permanently because you are objectively worse than them. To an American, no. We don't understand that. People go, what do you mean, Hassan? We're worse than the Iranian regime? They've kill people. They kill protesters.
You fucking idiot. Look at this. He thinks the United States military is worse than the Islamic Republic. Like, oh, Americans don't understand. Hassan, you're the American who doesn't understand. You're the American who doesn't understand. Let's see what his reason is. Why is the United States is worse than the Islamic Republic?
Okay, so does America. America goes over there to kill motherfuckers over there.
You idiot. Okay, yes. Both kill people, right? Both kill people. The Islamic Republic of Iran kills innocent people. The United States military responds to bad actors. You're like, oh, they kill people, we kill people. Yes, they're different, Hassan. They're different, okay? The Iranian regime kills innocent people, innocent civilians, its own civilians, for disrespecting the Prophet Muhammad. They hang people to death slowly, torturing them to death, because they disrespected Prophet Muhammad. Does the United States do that, Hassan? Or does the United States kill people when they attack, when they kill its soldiers? There's a difference between these two, Hassan. Do you understand that one killing is not the same? Not the same as the other? How idiot that you are, me smart, me geopolitical analyzer. They kill, we kill, must be the same. Oh, we are worse. How dumb do you have to be? How could you should be ashamed of yourself if you're a Hassan fan. If you are an Hassan Abi fan, you're an idiot that you don't understand how intellectually bankrupt this person is. We got a super chat from David saying, Armin, people are blinded by their anti-American ideologies to the point they can't fathom brown black people are capable of war all on their own. Yes. These are people, you know, just like the far right people in the West that are just have America-centric perspective. The far left people also in the United States also have an American-centric perspective. The far right people think that the, you know, everything that they do in the United States is amazing, like they're fucking, like they're like inherently good and there's nothing evil that they could possibly do. A lot of them, not all. But also a lot of far left is just basically the other side of the same coin. Like everything is America related. Every evil must be America related somehow. Yeah, I hate America so much that I have to somehow tie any all forms of misery to the United States.
They're killing their own people. There is no circumstance unless someone is like,
oh! What? What did I just hear? God, did I just hear this right? Let me just go back to that. Let's just go back a little bit. Did I miss
American, something? We don't understand that. People go, what do you mean, Hassan? We're worse than the Iranian regime. They've kill people. They kill protesters. Okay, so does America. America goes over there to kill motherfuckers over there. They're killing their own people. There is no circumstance unless...
Is Hassan suggesting that America's killing is worse than the Iranian regime's killing? Because at least the Iranian regime is killing their own people? Is that what you guys got? Is that what you guys got? Like, oh, they're killing, we're killing, but we're going over there and killing, but they're killing the protesters. They're killing their own people. Is Hassan suggesting that that is a better form of killing when you're doing it to your own people? Holy crap. I have nothing to say to this. I'm just going to just let that sit there for you guys. I'm just going to let that sit there. Oh my God. This is beyond words. This does not require any insult. This is just needs to just be there for you guys to just consume. This is Hassan just insulting himself. Holy crap. Okay. Okay, this is a new low. 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 I did not expect this. Honestly, I did not expect this.
Someone is like directly related to the State Department or some shit, unless they're like literally like a part of the MEK or whatever. There's no world in which someone who lives in Iran is going to look at that and go, I know these bombs are being dropped on me, let's say, right? Which we're not bombing Iran directly. Or Syria or Iraq. When you see American bombs being dropped in your neighborhood to blow up a munitions depot, no Syrian or Iraqi person is going to look at that and go, well, you know who I hate the most though in this situation? Iran. No, they're going to hate you.
Okay, you idiot. I talk to people in Iran. Okay. I talk to a lot of people in Iran. I literally every night after I do my Persian show, which is mostly the viewers of that channel is mostly Iranians, I go to our Discord, Iranian Discord server, and I sit there. Well, Persian Discord server, because there's also people that's from Afghanistan or Tajikistan that come there as well. But mostly Iranian people come to the Discord server and we talk almost every night. And you know what I find surprising? Again, I don't want to generalize and say all Iranians like this, but you generalize. You said like, oh, they're not gonna hate their own Iran. By the way, by Iran, you should say the Islamic Republic. Can you please separate Iran from the Islamic, from the regime, right? They're gonna hate America. Well, you idiots, that's not the case. They're gonna hate the Islamic Republic. In fact, you might be surprised how many of them, and again, this is not a unanimous view. There are a lot of Iranians who disagree with this. But you would be surprised how many Iranians are hating on Biden because Biden is not attacking Iran. Iranians living in Iran, many, many Iranians living in Iran, hate the Biden administration. Because even now, they're like, why is the Biden administration, at least now that their American soldiers have been killed, they're not bombing Iran. They're like, and they're looking at what Biden is doing in Iraq and Syria, and they're hating on Biden because they think that the response was not big enough. Do you know how many Iranians are out there? I even, just 3 nights ago, I talked to an Iranian that he said, again, I'm not saying that there are a lot of people who think like this, but when you said You said, you generalized. You said there's no Iranians that think like this. I even talked to an Iranian, a young Iranian living in Iran right now, who said that I don't even care if the missile drops on my freaking head. If that, if Biden attacking Iran means that this regime will fall, I will welcome missiles even dropping on my own freaking head. And if I die, I don't care. As long as it brings the end of the Islamic Republic. There are even people, this is how tired people are in Iran of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Again, I don't endorse that message. I'm just saying this is the level a lot of Iranians are at right now with their regime. There are many, many people in Iran that would celebrate United States bombing Iran right now. Many of them. I don't have the numbers, but it's a huge number. Like, I don't want to give you the percentage because I don't have an accurate percentage. But I would guess the vast majority of the people who are against the regime will welcome an attack on the on Iranian soil. So don't act like, look at this, look at how the arrogance of this person and the level of confidence that he has.
Well, you know who I hate the most though in this situation? Iran.
Yeah, look at this.
Someone who lives in Iran is going to look at that and go, I know these bombs are being dropped on me, let's say, right? Which we're not bombing Iran directly. Or Syria or Iraq. When you see American bombs being dropped in your neighborhood, the blow up a munitions depot, no Syrian or Iraqi person is going to look at that and go, well, you know who I hate the most, though, in this situation? Iran. No.
Yeah, but if by Iran you mean the Iranian regime, yes. Yeah. The Iranian people hate the Iranian regime more than almost anything. Many more than anything, and a lot of the Iranian people, okay, a lot of them, they love the United States and they also love Israel. I know that makes you upset, but they do. Iranian people love Israel. Yeah, more there are more Iranian there outside of Israel. You can't find any other country that is more pro-Israel than the Iranian people in the Middle East. You know, there's no other place. So you're wrong. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay. You don't know what you're talking about, right? So not only they don't hate the United States more than their own regime, there's literally nothing that they hate more than the regime, and they also love the United States. Yeah, sorry, Hassan. I'm sorry. Sorry, you're wrong.
Oh, they're gonna hate you. You're the one bombing them. Why the
No. They actually do. Yeah, actually, a lot of Iranians do hate the U.S. government, because they're not bombing Iran right now. They want them to bomb, especially IRGC, you know, military, you know, centers. That's what they are asking for. A lot of Iranians are also asking for the Biden administration to bomb their nuclear, you know, facilities, you know, and they hate the Biden administration, not because they're bombing, but because they're not bombing. That's the actual reason, Hassan. Again, you're wrong. You're an idiot.
They hate you. It makes the most sense to hate you. From the American perspective, they look at it and they go, well, what do you mean? Why do they hate America? They hate us because they ain't us, right?
There's also a lot of Trump support in Iran, because a lot of people in Iran think that if Trump was in power right now, he would be attacking Iran. And that's why a lot of Iranians love Trump, because they think that Trump is will take a more aggressive stance against the Islamic Republic. I don't know. I don't agree with that analysis. I'm just telling you that a lot of Iranians are more pro-Trump than Biden, specifically because of how aggressively Trump would be against the... and again, also, by the way, the support for Trump in Iran was because he brought back the sanctions. Imagine that. Imagine Iranian people being pro-Trump because he threw away the JCPOA and brought back the sanctions. And they hate Biden because he just recently released $6 billion to the Islamic Republic of Iran. And they hate him for that. So basically, everything is, in general, you know, on average, the opposite of what Hassan is telling you.
It's like, no, they hate us because we killed them. We destabilized them. We killed them. We're awful. We're monstrous. And then we celebrate it on television like this. Americans get scared shitless when you see like the Iranian parliament like burning an American flag or burning an Israeli flag. And it's like,
Yeah, those are IRGC sympathizers, and they're not very popular in Iran, you idiot. Okay, those people who are burning an American flag in Iran, their support is used to be around 12%, and now after the Mahsa revolution, it's dropping like a rock. I wouldn't be surprised if it's now as low as 8 or 6%. So yeah, you're going to see people in Iran chanting death to America, death to Israel, and burning American Israeli flag. But if you knew anything, Hassan, you would understand that they represent a minority of the people in Iran. But you just see, images. You're basically accepting the Iranian regime's propaganda. They just show something on your TV like, oh, this must be every Iranian. I'm very smart. I'm a political commentator. Like, oh, the Islamic regime showed me Iranians burning the American flag. And now I think like, oh, this is the view of Iranian people. Wow. Very, very deep analysis, deep knowledge of their region, Hassan. I feel so confident talking about things that I don't understand.
Iranian parliament, like burning an American flag or burning an Israeli flag. And it's like, why wouldn't they do that? Of course they're going to do that. Look at
Why wouldn't they do that? Because they love America and they love Israel. And that's just the regime sympathizers who do that. That's why they wouldn't do that, you idiots.
What we're doing.
Forces their reasoning so as not.
What are we doing? You're not doing enough. Your government is not doing enough to support the Iranian people, right? That it's not doing that. Your government, if there's any criticism for the United States, is that they're not doing enough to support the Iranian people against their regime. That's what you should be criticizing, you fucking moron.
To embarrass the Iraqi government, but another group that has carried out multiple attacks on U.S. forces, the Al Nujba movement, have said they'll keep.
All right, guys, I think I'm going to, this is halfway done. There's another, this is only half of this video. Let me know in the comments if you want me to do the second half, because it gets worse. I think it gets worse, but let me know if you want me to do the second half on another stream, because I need to go get ready for my Persian stream for people in Iran. Again, the people that I'm constantly in touch with on a daily basis, who I understand and Hassan doesn't. Okay, so I need to now go make the live stream for that channel, for my Persian channel, which is called, if you're Iranian or you speak Persian, by the way, not Persian doesn't mean just Iranian people. Okay, people in Afghanistan, many people in Afghanistan speak Persian, many people in Tajikistan speak Persian, there are some regions in the former Soviet Union that people speak Persian. So if you speak Persian, the channel of Atheist Republic that is in Persian is for you. It's called Jumhuriye Bi Khodayan, which literally means Atheist Republic in Persian. But most of our 80% of our audience on that channel is from Iranian inside Iran. So yeah, and also after the show on the Persian side, we usually go to the Discord server for the Iranian, Persian speaking audience. So yeah, you could come there and hang out with us and tell us, why, if you watch the show, let me know if you watch the Hassan Piker show that I did on the English channel, if you're an Iranian in the Discord server. Anyways, guys, make sure you like the stream. Nobody, shame on everybody who watched the stream and doesn't like it. I am doing you a huge favor by smacking this idiots, this progressive. I'm smacking Islamic and progressive idiots everywhere, okay? And I'm doing a good job. And you need to recognize that I'm doing a good job by liking the stream and rewarding me with your likes. So I do more of these streams so that this channel grows. Your likes help this channel grow. So, and it doesn't cost you anything. You saw how many people gave us super chats today. You could support me without spending any money by liking. And also after the stream is over, leave a comment. That also helps. And also you can support me by going around and telling people, your friends and your enemies, to come subscribe to Atheist Republic, because they need to see the stuff. There's so much nonsense being spread around the world. There needs to be a response to it. And this channel is the response. You need to make sure that you are part of making this channel bigger. Subscribe, hit the bell notification, like the stream. After the show, leave a comment and go tell people to come subscribe here. Okay? Do all of that, especially the like. All right? Thank you. See you on the next stream. Bye. Mwah.